Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Andrew Wheeler says Kentucky will benefit from clean coal technology and a clearly defined Waters of the U.S. rule. Administrator Wheeler joined Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles at Mead Tractor in Georgetown to talk about a regulation that will encourage the development of clean coal technology.
The ACE rule will get us 34% reduction of CO2 from 2005 levels for the electric power sector. But most importantly, it's going to allow Kentucky coal to continue. President Obama's Clean Power Plan would have basically done away with all coal across the country. And that doesn't only just hurt Kentucky and hurt the United States as far as electricity production, but it hurts the world, because if we don't develop the clean coal technologies here in the United States, they aren't developed anywhere else in the world.
He adds the EPA will soon have a clearer definition of Waters of the U.S.
We unveiled it in December, and this is something that's gone back and forth with the courts. Different administrations have come in, tried to move the ball in different directions. What we tried to do, and this might sound unique or it might unusual, is we took a look at what the law said, the Clean Water Act. We took a look at what the Supreme Court told us. There are three Supreme Court decisions. And we decided to write a regulation to follow the law and follow the Supreme Court cases.
We'll continue our conversation in a moment.
Since 1919, Kentucky Farm Bureau has been advocating for farm families and rural communities across the Commonwealth who are the backbone of our economy and our way of life. As we commemorate our 100th year of service, we will continue to ensure the challenges and issues facing Kentucky agriculture are addressed by our leaders in Frankfort and in Washington. Why Farm Bureau? Because Kentucky farmers deserve a unified voice. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler says one of his first concerns was clarifying Waters of the U.S.
That was my goal when I sat down with our staff after I took over the agency. I said we need to have a regulation on Waters of the United States where any homeowner, any farmer, any home builder can stand on his or her property and be able to tell for themselves whether or not they have federal water on their property without having to hire an outside consultant or attorney.
He adds making the rules understandable is key.
We're trying to provide more certainty, make sure that everybody can understand what our regulations are. We want to protect the water. I know all of you want to protect the water. Farmers are stewards of the land. You want to do the right thing, but you want to know what the rules are. You want to know what the federal government is and it says and it says not. You also want to make sure that if it's a waterway here on this farm, that it's also treated as a waterway at another farm.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.